It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. Today is the birthday of artist, critic, and humorist Frank Gillette Burgess, born in Boston in 1866. An important figure in the San Francisco Bay Area literary renaissance of the 1890s, particularly through his iconoclastic little magazine, The Lark, he is best known as a writer of nonsense verse, such as The Purple Cow, and for introducing French modern art to the United States in an essay titled The Wild Men of Paris. He was also the author of the popular Goops books, and he coined the term blurb. The word blurb, meaning a short description of a book, film, or other product written for promotional purposes, was created by Burgess in 1907. He defined it as a flamboyant advertisement or an inspired testimonial. Burgess is also credited with coining the use of the word bromide as a personification of a sedate, dull person who says boring things. Bromide can mean either the boring person himself or the trite statement that that person might make. He's also credited with the adage, "Love is only chatter. Friends are all that matter." In Boston, Burgess was raised among the staid, conservative New England gentry, and he loved to poke fun at them. He attended the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, graduating in 1887. Afterward, he fled conservative Boston for the livelier Bohemia of San Francisco, where he worked as a draftsman for the Southern Pacific Railroad. In 1891, he was hired by the University of California at Berkeley as an instructor of topographical drawing. His magazine, The Lark, began as The Lark in 1895, but was more successful than he and his partners intended, eventually reaching a circulation of over 3,000. Its most famous contribution to the lighthearted literary scene is The Purple Cow. You know it. It's the one that goes, "I never saw a purple cow. I never hope to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one." The poem became so popular that Burgess soon became thoroughly sick of it and wrote the following apology, published in the magazine 2 years later. "Ah, yes, I wrote The Purple Cow. I'm sorry now I wrote it. But I can tell you anyhow, I'll kill you if you quote it." Although he would live on for decades and publish dozens of other critically important articles and books, none of his writings had the staying power of The Purple Cow, much to his amazement and disgust. He died in Carmel, California, of a heart attack in 1951 at age 85. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 30th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.